Joining us now is Senator Kent Conrad of North Dakota. He's chairman of the Senate Committee on the Budget. He's also a member of the Gang of Six. Senator Conrad, thank you very much for making time for us today.
You bet. Good to be with you.
The House seems to, at least at this moment when I'm talking to you, still seems to be in a hopeless stalemate. Is the Senate in the same situation? Does the Senate have the ability to find some sort of compromise with just 4 days now before the debt ceiling deadline?
I believe we do. If the House sends us a bill later today, or if they don't, our leader, Senator Reid, has been working on a plan to try to meet the major Republican objections. That is a plan that has no new revenue, a plan that has $2.4 trillion of spending cuts, so it's dollar for dollar with the increase in the debt limit, and one that has a special congressional committee that would be given special powers to come up with a plan to develop more savings so that we could, at the end of the day, hopefully have a package of more than $4 trillion of deficit reduction.
This deadline is uncomfortably close. I think anyone would agree with that. When would this deal likely happen, or is it possible that you're going to go past Tuesday?
I think probably the most likely outcome is an agreement on Tuesday. Work expands to fill the time. That's especially true here, where it seems you've got to have gridlock before you have breakthrough. And the reason for that is, I think, deep in human nature. Both sides have to be convinced they're not going to get it their way before they're ready to finally compromise.
Yeah, but this isn't business as usual, and there's an awful lot at stake here. It seems like there's a better way to do business. I mean, I'm in a business of deadlines. We push deadlines all the time, but you know, you're talking about dealing with tax dollar money, the deficit, the bond rating of the United States. It seems like there's perhaps a better way to do things.
Well, one would hope so. And, you know, I've been part of the only two efforts that did produce a bipartisan agreement. We did it without deadlines. We did it in a comprehensive, balanced way. And you just wish that our colleagues would follow that good example.
The president has eschewed the idea of invoking the 14th Amendment. He said that President Obama said he's not much interested in exercising that option based on the advice of his legal team. Many in his party, and even some reportedly within the White House, are saying that he should consider invoking the 14th Amendment. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it is certainly not preferable, but look,
when you say not preferable, though, I see some daylight in that door.
Yeah, because he may not have a choice. Look, if Congress is not able to come together, given the fact Republicans control the House and they are engaged in a totally partisan effort there, even at this late hour. In the Senate, I give strong commendation to Leader Reid, who has done everything he can to reach out across the aisle to say, look, let's do this together. But if he's rebuffed, if it's refused on the House side, then it may come down to the president having to invoke the 14th Amendment, even though it could lead to a long and unpleasant legal battle.
You know, I have to ask you one last very quick question. If you read people's comments on Twitter, on Facebook, if you listen to those calls that are pouring into your offices on Capitol Hill, people are very angry about what's going on in Washington right now. They're disgusted, and they've lost faith in their lawmakers. Why should they still have faith in the process?
Well, I understand the anger and the frustration, believe me. That's shared by many of us here. But at the end of the day, what's important is the result. And I remain optimistic and hopeful that before this is all over, after we've tried every other approach, we'll do the right thing.
Senator Kent Conrad, thank you very much for your time.
You bet.
That's Senator Kent Conrad of North Dakota. He's the chairman of the Senate Committee on the Budget.